Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
We just got straight played.
Oh no, we got dunked on.
We got dunked.
We had balls dunked on our faces.
Yeah, it was like the movie version of teabagging.
Yes, except worse. More humiliating.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm kind of speechless about this one. Like, the ending... okay, I guess we got...
It's very meta.
I guess we could get... Well, in the wrong way.
Yes. It's meta in that the movie popped out of the screen and punched us in the face.
Yeah, just fucking slapped you in the face. Straight across the face.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, for our viewing...
Displeasure?
Displeasure. We watched... Legacy of Blood. Now this has like three titles.
Yeah, Legacy of Blood, aka Will to Die, aka Blood Legacy.
The way we found it was just, you know, Legacy of Blood.
Yes, so that seems to be the most common title.
No matter how you spell it, this is absolute garbage, bullshit. Just
this is shit.
Soap opera bullshit. The fact that they can even call this a horror movie is insane to me.
It is horrifying, just not in, you know, the good way.
It's horrifying in the way that, like, I want, if there's physical copies, I want to go burn every single copy of this. And it shouldn't be on YouTube. I hate the fact that we even found it.
Oh, yeah. There's several copies on YouTube. It's all the same bullshit.
Okay, so I guess we'll start.
Okay. A piece of shit old man dies.
Yep, and so it's a guy that's doing the will.
Yes.
He goes to a big mansion.
Yes.
And he you see these two people talking in the mansion. And they're like, again, okay, so the one we watched, the audio is almost incomprehensible.
Yes.
Like, I couldn't understand half the stuff they were saying.
Because it just has that, then people will talk, and sometimes you get it. Sometimes it's like...
There was one guy in particular that I could never understand. It was like... or it was too quiet.
Yeah.
I don't know. So they're talking and they say, that must be the guy who reads off... I can't remember what they call the guy who reads off the will.
He reads off the will. And he recorded the guy saying the will before he died.
Right.
So he brings a tape.
So the guy that has the guy that just died... he has a voice recording of his will. Mm-hmm. So he says, to my three servants, which are Igor,
Helga.
Helga, and...
And Mr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mustache.
Mustache John Wayne Mumble Man.
Yeah. That has... we'll get to what's in his room.
Oh, the big twist?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So he reads off, he's like, you get $1 million each, but it's only paid in increments of $500 per week.
Yeah.
As long as you are servants of the house.
Yeah.
And he says, my other $126 million goes to my...
His family. His
family. But he
his
says,
children.
He says in a way, he's like so hateful of them.
Oh yeah, no, he's a piece of shit, and he hates all of them.
He hates all of them with a passion.
Yes.
Like they are the worst scum on earth.
The whole tape is just him shitting on his kids. But... Basically, the deal is they get the money as long as they stay there
for a week.
And if anyone, he even mentions this, if one of them dies, then, they get the other sibling's share.
Right.
Which, is a very convenient thing to put in a will, don't you think?
So they separate it, how many siblings are there? Four?
Yes.
So there's four, so it's split four ways.
Yep.
And if one of them dies, it's split three ways.
Yes, and so on and so on.
Yep.
So it's a very strange thing to put in your will, don't you think?
Little odd there.
Yeah, just a little.
But I mean, I guess it kind of tries to allude to the fact that he knows his kids are greedy and they're going to try and kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because he hates his kids.
Yeah, so why not have a game out of it or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So then it shows them burying the coffin and everything. They bury it. And then it goes back to the mansion.
The mansion that they're supposed to stay in.
And honestly, like, I don't know how to explain this one because nothing happens. Like, they go up to one of the sister's rooms and, like, it's her, so, and her husband.
It's, I don't even...
Lorraine?
There's no, like, distinguishing features amongst most of the people. Except for the woman who's, like, asleep for half the movie and Johnny.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the woman who's half asleep for the movie, like, this is her first scene, and yeah, she's laying in the bed.
She's, like, she's married to this doctor. He's a psychiatrist. And basically, like, the siblings that are in a relationship, they bring their, like...
Significant others.
Yeah. So, like, there's one brother who brings his wife with him. But, yeah, this woman is, like, you know, she's in love with this doctor. And there's this, like, scene where they're in bed, and it's supposed to be, like, romantic. She's like, tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me. Tell me. I need to hear it.
I need to hear it. And he's like, I do. I need to say it. I need to hear you say it. And he just tells her, and, like, I love you. Like,
I love you. Like, it's, like, the most monotone, like, yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
So.
It's bullshit. And then there's... So there's also, like, this, I guess she's the older sister. She's bitchy, but then again, like, all of them are bitchy, so there's no distinguishing features. But she's playing pool, remember?
Yeah. And the...
Doctor.
No, Johnny comes down first, right?
No, the doctor comes down first.
I thought someone left, and then the doctor comes down.
I don't know, maybe.
So I thought Johnny comes down there talking about... something, and then she calls him crazy, and
he freaks out.
I
know that happens at some point, but I don't remember when.
I thought that was okay. I don't exactly know, but I thought that was when it happened.
I don't know why we don't know. It's such a memorable movie.
Oh yeah, I remember everything of the nothing that happened in this movie. Like, literally, it's just rinse repeat of, yeah, like, scenes. Like, it's like what we've seen
in fucking soap opera.
Other movies where it just, like, it shows the girl in bed sleeping. It shows the doctor, you know, going around doing stuff. It shows, like, everyone being shady, but it doesn't allude to anything. Mm-hmm. So
by the doctor going around doing stuff, you mean the doctor going around trying to get laid?
Yeah. So when he goes, when he goes to do, like, shoot pool with the sister,
they start flirting.
He's trying to get his Mac on.
Yes, they start flirting and talking about. He's like, he's a psychiatrist. She tells him, like, well, do you know about body language?
And he's like,
She said that there's a book about it, I guess. And he's like, okay, I got this fucking line, like, written down.
I've read the book, and
I read the book, I love the body, I prefer the mind.
He lays it on thick.
It continues with this. Like, they get closer and closer, and like, she's rubbing the... pool cue.
He, like, caresses her shoulder and stuff like that. Like,
immediately.
Just jumps right into this, like, he's trying to have an affair with the sister.
Yes.
Because he's not...
For some reason.
Because he's not in love with the sister laying in bed. I think he's in it for the money.
Maybe.
But it never explains it, so, I mean...
I don't think that's what's happening, but honestly, I have no fucking clue what they were thinking when they made this.
It never explains it, so we don't know.
He would have had to know that she would be getting a fucking million-dollar will way in advance.
So I guess we're just supposed to believe that he's just not in love with her.
We're just supposed to believe that he's just not in love with her, and he just wants to fucking spend this whole week in this house just sleeping around like a madman.
Okay.
Who knows?
All right. So,
it's bullshit.
Then they go, and then she's like, oh, I'm... And then they... Oh, like, he almost kisses her, and she's like, I'm hungry. Let's go up and, you know, go make some food.
Yeah.
And so they go up and get a ham out of the fridge.
Yeah, and then...
Never eat it.
Yeah, no. No one... It never shows anybody actually eating anything in this, even though
eating
they...
Eating or sleeping. They say it a lot. They only show one person sleeping.
Yeah.
And this all takes place in one night. Like, yes. They have a week. They could have dragged it out a week, but no. One night.
No, it's a very efficient movie, okay?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Very efficient. And some bullshit happens, and it goes to the older brother and his wife. And they're talking and talking. I guess they have a dog.
He's, like, shaving.
Yeah.
He's, like, shaving, and she's getting ready for bed.
And I guess their dog goes missing. And then he says, every dog has its day.
And then it shows a dog that we've never seen before. It just shows this
tiny dog we've never seen before just running away from the house. And she sees it out of the window. She runs after it, and then the dog gets killed.
You hear it whimper, and then yeah. It's just floating in a lake. It's
floating in like this like little like man-made lake at the mansion. Okay?
So she goes and retrieves the dog. They call the cops.
They call the cops. Sheriff comes. The sheriff's like a raging asshole.
He hates the family.
Yes, so, he hates like, the family.
Apparently this family is like a
everyone knows them, I guess.
A burden to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, like, even the father was like the
piece of shit.
Crusty, like, yeah. Just horrible person.
Yeah. So the sheriff investigates.
He investigates a little bit.
And someone almost hits him with the hatchet.
Remember? Yeah, so he's like investigating the outside where the dog died, and like someone slowly comes up with him a hatchet. You just see a silhouette of a hatchet mm-hmm. slowly coming down, mm-hmm. and then someone screams, and so yeah. he runs back to the house.
And it's the youngest sister. She screamed because she had a bad dream as she's sitting on a fucking couch in like a living room. Yeah. I guess she fell asleep. So she screams, and they put her to bed, and she spends the next hour of the movie sleeping in that bed.
I'm kind of glad she did, though, because her acting was possible. I mean, out of all the bad acting, hers was the absolute worst.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Like, the part she is in, like, oh. Oh, they hit a new low. Like, they're all bad. Like, don't get me wrong, every actor in this movie is bad. But they hit a new low with this woman. So, special. Anyway, the cop is like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Nothing's going on.
Well, he tries I'm to leaving. Leave.
So he drives down this dirt road.
No, you forget. So he can't start his car for some reason. And he's like pissed off, and he literally starts yelling at the ground. Like, basically like bitching out the father of the family.
Yeah, he's like, you old crusty bastard. Yeah. You fine. I hate yeah. this. Like,
so he gets out, and like, he's like looking in this fucking like, you know, at the engine and whatnot, and fucking one of the assistants comes over, the guy, the cowboy guy.
I seriously can't remember that guy's name.
I don't even think he had one. Doesn't matter.
Maybe not.
So he like tells him like, yeah, I'm good with cars. And then they start talking about women because he's like, a car is like a woman. You have to treat her right, and then she'll like run good for you or something. Yeah. And they literally start having like this conversation about women, but it's all revolving around like car talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh yeah, you know that that girl there, that engine sure can run, I bet. It's like, yeah, I'd like to get in the first gear with her, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, and then he says, so he's talking about how another line we really liked. It's he's talking about settling down with a woman, mm-hmm. and he's like, so are you going to shift it into low gear for a woman
yeah.
soon? Yeah, they actually said that line.
It's genius.
So anyway, they fix the car.
He drives off.
He's going down this dirt road. He gets to a car parked in the middle of the road where yes. he can't get past. Whew.
And he goes out to investigate.
And we get the worst, literally... I'm not kidding you. I've been watching movies for 27 years straight. This is the worst murder scene I've ever seen in my entire life.
I disagree with you, Will.
You shouldn't.
I should, because there was one with a lamp in this movie. Did you forget? Yeah.
Okay, so let me rephrase this. This movie has the worst on-screen deaths I've ever seen.
Oh, I still disagree. The lamp is worse. And we will get to why.
No, this whole movie has the yeah. worst on-screen yeah, deaths. Yeah. Not like, you know, like, I don't know which one is worse.
Oh, I know.
The lamp one is pretty bad, and I'm probably going to rant about it. Because
that's even more low effort.
I'm going to go Octoman on it, so just be prepared for that. So anyway...
He gets hit in the face with the hatchet.
Hit with the face of the hatchet, and then it shows him getting hit again.
Yeah.
And then it, like... does these, like, stills where yes. it's, like, his face, it's but just it's the voiceover.
It's the stills of his screaming face.
And he's, like, slowly turning. It yeah. looks almost like a stop motion.
Yes.
And, like, but it's, like, a slow stop motion.
But it makes no sense because they showed him get hit with the hatchet.
Like,
it looks like trash.
Right.
But they still showed something.
And then they go, and then they just give up.
Yeah. Like... then they just give up. Just hit or have pictures. It's like a fucking... It's like... No. It's not a slideshow. It's a movie.
It's a slow slideshow, yeah. too. It's like someone, like, clicking, like, you
yes.
know,
it's on like a slide fucking class projector. Presentation.
Like a slide projector.
Yeah.
Just, oh, my God. Like,
it's bullshit.
So then we get that death. And then we go back to the basement where the older sister is still just hanging out down yeah. there. Now she's laying on the couch, and the doctor comes back down.
Yeah.
You know, because he wants to get his freak on.
He wants to get his freak on.
So he comes back down, starts talking to the sister. They start playing darts. I have no idea what they were talking about because
it's all bullshit.
It was all gobbledygook.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, it was all bullshit. It's all soap opera bullshit.
It's soap. It is literally a soap opera.
It has nothing to
it's
do
with
the story.
It's a soap opera with more incest.
And it has nothing to do with the story mm-hmm. either.
Really? You tell me that incest subplot had nothing to do with
that's
the story?
Later, Alex. We can't give it to him just yet.
We have to.
Not yet.
There's nothing else to give.
No, I know. But we gotta pad this out, man.
I leave the padding out to the director. That's padding.
It's because nothing happens in this movie, so I'm struggling to, like, try and explain.
Who
like...
discovered... Who
they
discovered
did,
the head?
Remember? Was so, it so they're throwing the darts, and they she gets hungry again. Okay.
Yeah,
and
they
go
up
to get ham.
Oh, yeah.
And they uncover the ham, and it's the cop's head.
Yep.
But it has, like, some weird, like, it looks like his head has just been painted.
Yeah, it's supposed to be blood, but yeah.
It's a fake head of him. Or, well, maybe it's his real head, and he was just under the table. I don't know.
No, for some of those shots, he is under the table. Because you can see his face twitching.
Well, you can also see the floor is different colors.
Well, no, that's that, like, when it's from behind him, it's just the head, and then it's a puppet head. But when it's actually showing his face up close, it's obviously him.
Yeah.
Just sticking through, like, a table.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. And I mean, this, excuse me, it's movie magic.
It's this weird, like, it doesn't even look like he got chopped in the head. It just looks like paint and then white stuff.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand what it is supposed to be. They all scream, they freak out.
Whatever it is supposed to be horrifying.
And then it... Where
then they start, like, there they go to, like, this room, and they're all in there together, and they start, like, you know, suspecting each
other. They start playing the blame game.
Yeah.
Like, who would want to kill the cop? Like, mm-hmm. why would they want to kill the cop? All this stuff.
And like, they say, like, well, one of us should go and go back to town.
Yeah, does anyone have a deck of cards because they're going to pull jokers?
Yeah, and they just didn't do it.
No.
No one won. No one decided to go.
Well, because all the cars... And then they explain that all the cars have been tampered with.
Yes.
Even though...
Convenience!
Even though... It didn't explain that. Like, it didn't say anything about it. They didn't go check the cars. They just knew all the cars were sabotaged.
I think one of them checked. I think.
It never showed them checking, though.
Oh, they don't have to show it, Will. They just have to have one line that has someone saying, the cars have been tampered with.
I mean, yeah, it's a loophole, but, like, still. Like
this whole movie is a loophole. It's... it's bullshit.
So then they show... Do they go back to the older couple?
They, like, keep going back between the couples.
It's more talking with all the couples. And
let's just get this out of the way. So, Johnny... is, like, walking down a hallway, and he starts hearing the younger sister, like, calling out to him. He's imagining it. And then it cuts back to a flashback. And basically, it alludes to the fact that, like, they did something dirty, okay?
And their dad found out.
And their dad is, like, bitching them out, and it's this weird fucking flashback where it's, like, close-ups of everyone's faces... And, like, a giant, like, the dad's, like, sitting in, like, a chair with this, like, smoke machine, like, pouring smoke at him.
And then got Igor on a chain, like, leaning down in, like, a little, like a bellhop.
He looks like one of those bellhop monkeys or something. Yeah. That's what he looks like. Because he's, like, on, like, he's, like, crouched down. And in one of these flashbacks... The dad grabs a cane.
And the older brother's like, no, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, all this stuff. And like,
and the sister's like, no, don't punish him.
Then the dad starts taking out the cane and whipping him. But before it shows him whipping the older brother, Igor, the freaking butler.
The servant.
Jumps on top of him and starts,
and
getting,
he starts getting whipped.
Whipped and enjoys it.
Yes. And then it
he
shows.
He really likes it.
Oh, he loves it. And after that, there's a scene where he's like. It's Igor and Helga, the maid or whoever the fuck she is.
Yeah.
and they're in a room, and Igor's, like, playing with the cane. And Helga's looking at his wounds, and she's like, oh, it's almost healed. Do you still feel the pain? And he's like, yes. And then all of a sudden, he's like, hey, will you whip me now?
He's like, when this is over, will you whip me?
Yeah, because I guess he's worried that, like, since the dad's gone, no
and
one's going to...
And she's like, oh, no, like, you know, kind of apprehensive about it. And he's like, you must whip me.
You must. You will. And then he just takes it and starts, like, whipping at nothing.
Yeah. And while laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
For no reason.
She also mentioned that he looks like Mel Brooks, except a really buff version of Mel Brooks.
He looks like if you put Mel Brooks's head on top of a young Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Like,
it's
that's really fucking strange.
It's
really weird.
It's very strange.
It was odd to look at. Like, yes. I was like, what is going on right now?
First, I was baffled because when it shows him being whipped earlier...
He even has, like, that pencil-thin mustache.
He does, no.
And, like, the same, like, haircut and everything.
He does.
It looks like you just took Mel Brooks'
yep.
head and put it on top of a bodybuilder.
Yep. It is bizarre.
It is odd. I noticed it, and I was like, I can't get that out of my head now.
It's something.
So, I guess, like, you know, more talking, more nonsensical bullshit happens.
Should we get to the lamp?
Yeah. So, okay. So, we have the older couple talking again in the bathroom.
And yes, again.
The woman is worried because she has a bad feeling about something.
Yes.
Because stuff has been happening.
You know what that is? That's foreshadowing.
Mm. Yeah, because stuff has been happening. Like, you know, finding a head in a fridge is pretty odd.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, you're
right. I mean, a little bit.
Only a little.
And then, you know, she starts talking about the dog again, like we were supposed to, I don't know, like, it doesn't matter. But, he's like, ah, stop it, it'll be fine. But
as he's brushing his teeth.
I mean, I say it clearer, but it, oh,
yeah. Yeah. Like, go and, like, get a mouthful of toothpaste and start brushing your teeth and deliver dialogue. That is exactly what it sounds like.
I don't know why the director chose to do that, but whatever.
Realism.
So, they're getting ready for bed. He, like, gets in bed and, you know, kisses his wife goodnight.
He goes to turn off the lamp.
She's, like, leaning on him.
He goes to turn off the lamp, and as soon as he touches the fucking lamp...
God.
It electrocutes them. Both of them.
Now, I'm not an expert in electricity, okay?
So you're like the director of this movie?
Well, I mean, I have more common sense than him.
Yeah.
So, when you touch a lamp, it's nothing on it can it can shock you, but not to the point of
oh no, Will. It can literally kill you and whoever you're touching.
But there has to be some sort of conductor.
Mm-hmm.
Like static or something like that. But even static just mildly shocks you,
nope.
Right? No, like, he reaches for the lamp, and, like, 12 million volts just go
yes.
straight through his body, and I don't know how, but his wife gets electrocuted, too.
They both
too.
Get electrocuted.
There's nothing to complete the circuit, there's no metal, they're not wearing anything, she's barely touching him. They both get electrocuted, I don't know how. It baffled me. When I was watching it, I'm like, how did that happen?
I know how. They got electrocuted through the power of plot convenience.
That is true.
Is the most magical conductor of all time.
But it is the weirdest electrocution scene I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Because they get electrocuted by nothing. It's a fucking lamp.
Yes.
He just reaches to turn it off.
It wasn't even frightening or interesting.
And they're just, like, both, like, still, like, shaking. And, like, that's all they are. It's, like, you know, no electricity.
Yeah.
The lights dim a little bit, but that's about
it.
In
the other rooms, yeah.
Yeah.
Just barely.
So then they go up to investigate, and they find the couple being electrocuted still by a fucking lamp. And so the guy, like, knocks it out of their hands, and, like, they just both die. And then they go and play the blame game again.
Again.
And then we get more scenes of them just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
at
get...
At
some point, we get the doctor going back to check on... his wife.
We also have to, we kind of forgot, so at some point they mentioned that one of the assistants, the guy who looks like a cowboy, I guess he had, like, a violent past.
Oh, that's right, yeah, okay, we forgot
so,
about that.
So, like, during the war, he mentions that, like, some German soldier, like, confronted him or something, and he says that he made him into a lamp.
Yeah, like, kind of, like, joking
yes.
around, like, oh, I made him into
yes.
a lamp.
And you also find out that the older sister apparently, like, would tease him in the past.
Yeah, he had a thing for her.
He liked her and she teased him. And that nothing happened.
And at one point she goes into his room.
Yes.
And there is literally...
There is a lamp.
A lamp that is, like, a skull, some bones...
And like, the human
shade,
skin.
The shade is supposed to be made out of human skin.
Yes.
But you can tell they just took a white lampshade and just draped, like, put, like, you know, flesh-covered Play-Doh all over it.
Or, like, maybe painted it with, like, brown.
And then they just draped, like, a Nazi, like...
No, not even draped.
A swastika.
It looked like they literally stapled a swastika to it.
Yeah, and they
in case you forgot,
like, on his wall and stuff. And she's like, why do you keep such horrible memories and, like, all this stuff and, like... And he mentions the lamp again, and he's just like, yeah, but this lamp is, like, my most important thing.
The skin lamp. The Nazi skin lamp.
The Nazi skin lamp that we thought was a joke, but they made it real.
And she tries to, so I guess she thinks that he is the one doing this.
Right.
Because she thinks that he basically fucked with all the cars. And so she's like, if you help me get out of here, I'll sleep with you.
I'll make it worth your while, is what she says.
She basically offers herself
and
to him.
And he's like, I'm sure you will.
He's like, I'm sure you would, but it's not me.
Yeah, and then they, you know, they almost kiss, and, like, it's all awkward. And then she leaves.
Everything in this is awkward.
And then...
Don't forget the millions of scenes of Johnny wandering around the hallways, hearing his sister's voice, and so having flashbacks.
I was just going to talk about one of the major ones. Where the psychiatrist is, he like wakes the woman up, his wife up, and she starts talking about how, like, I need to talk to Johnny. I need to talk to Johnny.
I had a dream
where I was in a cave, and he reached his hand through the cave,
and I felt his warmth through the rock.
I felt his warmth, and it felt good.
I know what she felt.
It's all bullshit.
The cave is a metaphor. Think about that.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's
this is
just
some,
like,
Game of Thrones shit.
Overacting the shit out of it. And just like, I felt him through the cave.
Yeah. And she's
I
like,
felt his warmth.
As she's like doing this, she's like rubbing herself, like, just, like, it's fucking stupid.
And the psychiatrist is just sitting there, like,
staring into the void.
He should have an expression like, what the fuck are you talking
about
right now?
Apparently she does this a lot.
And he just has these, just, whatever.
Yeah. He's done. He's beyond. He's done with it.
He's like, you know, go back to sleep, you know, get some rest. So he leaves, and Johnny, like, hides from him.
Yeah.
And, like, starts going back into her room.
And at some point, they do a flashback where they actually show him and the sister, like,
kissing.
Mm-hmm. And then you hear, like, you know, the dad yelling at them and some shit.
And then he goes in, and then he goes into the sister's room and is like, we gotta get out of here, just you and me. It's like, you and me.
I don't care about the money.
I don't care about the money. I love you, and, like, all this stuff. Like, some incestual shit starts going on.
Game of Thrones got nothing on this.
And then they, like, he, like, tries to kiss her and she won't let him, and then...
Well, no, she tries to kiss him.
No, so at first, remember, he was trying to resist the urge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was, like, kissing all over her, like, chin and stuff. And then he, like, says something, and then she starts trying to kiss him.
And then he freaks the fuck out and runs away.
He freaks the fuck out and runs away down the stairs.
Like, okay, he's literally spent the whole fucking night, like, thirsting over his goddamn sister. And then, like, as soon as he gets in there, he just, like, freaks the fuck out.
Yep.
Like, oh, wait, no. Oops. Sorry.
No, I can't do this.
It's stupid. He runs away, and you see, like, a silhouette. You see a shadow of a... got of a person holding a hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see a first person shot of someone following Johnny down the stairs very slowly, and Johnny's like freaking out, but he's not running away. He's just like slowly backing up, and then he just kind of puts his hands up to the camera, and then it cuts away, and apparently he dies.
Yep. And then the older, well, who finds his body?
The sister.
Yeah, the older sister.
The younger sister.
The younger sister.
Yeah.
She runs downstairs and sees his, like, his face is, like, planted into a piranha
There's a fish tank that you see a lot in this fucking movie.
Oh, they show it a lot.
Because one thing they love doing is they will film people talking, like, through the fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
As if it's, like, some stylistic, you know, no. But anyways, they do that. And so he's, like, it's like the top half of his like neck up is like dunked in the fish tank.
Yeah, and like the piranhas are eating his flesh. And the, I mean, to be fair,
it's something.
This is the only part of the movie where I was like, that actually looks pretty horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Because it actually looks like piranhas tearing away at like, and it shows his skull and everything.
Yeah,
because
eventually, when one of the later, when the guy, the assistant sees it, by that point, it's like all the flesh has been taken off and you just see the skull. But yeah, she sees that, she freaks the fuck out and just runs out into the yard. And somebody is chasing her.
Yeah, and she freaks out, starts screaming, the psychiatrist goes after her.
Yeah, and then the assistant goes after her and the older sister also run out. And eventually she gets cornered and just someone shoots her in the face.
Yep. And then like throws the gun, like it's the cop's gun, and he throws it on the floor.
Yeah.
And the psychiatrist gets there and picks it up and he's like, he's holding it and like checking her, you know, closing her eyes.
Yeah.
Because she's dead.
Yeah. And as you do.
They cut, and the older sister and the gardener come up and they're like, he's the murderer because he's holding the gun.
He's just standing there holding the gun.
Well, the gardener suspects he is.
Yeah.
So they jump to like putting him in the cellar, tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
do me a favor.
He's like, do me a favor as the woman's leaving. Lock the door.
Yeah.
And so, and then he tries to get out.
He tries to fidget out of it.
Yeah.
No luck.
So they cut to the older sister and the gardener talking.
Yes.
And she's like, I don't think he did it.
Yeah.
Like,
immediately.
He has no reason to.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I don't think he did it. And she starts freaking the fuck out, and he kisses her.
Well, then she starts suspecting Igor and Helga.
Yeah.
And she's like, it must be them, because it wouldn't be you, and it wouldn't be him.
Yeah.
So it must be them.
Mm-hmm.
And he kisses her, and is like, we gotta get out of here. And they go, he doesn't say we gotta get out of here. I'll take you downstairs, I'll start stoking the fire.
Yes, and they just sit by a fireplace, you know. Very romantic.
Just chatting.
In the midst of all these murders.
Like, horrific murders.
Yeah.
They're just, like, sitting and chatting.
And he basically admits to her that he kissed her for, like, just curiosity. He's like, oh, it's not the same. The, you know.
Well, and how he's had a thing for her ever
since
she
was... Yeah, she's
like,
what would have happened if we got together? Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
And then it's just, like, useless.
And then the funniest thing happens, like, a bee comes in
the room.
She's like, what is that? And he's like...
Well, no, don't forget, you hear the sound. You hear the bzzz, and then she's like, oh my god, what is that?
Yeah, and she's like, it's a bee, and she's like, oh, I was stung by a bee once, it hurts.
I thought like they were going to say that she had an allergy or some shit.
I thought that's where they were going too, but no, she literally says, I've been stung by a bee once, it hurts.
My theory was that she was going to get stung by a bee and she has like a horrible allergy, and then it would like... die or something,
right?
But no,
so he slaps it to the ground and stomps on it.
But what we got was even more lame than that.
And then you cut back to the guy tied up in the chair, and you see the door opening, and you just see something like a gray thing being shoved in the door,
and then
you hear a bunch of bees. And we're like, oh no,
what, are you fucking kidding me?
So
someone just awkwardly shoved a beehive in there.
So then they cut
at
back
night?
To the older sister and the gardener. And they hear another bee.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh. And
what's
then
going
they hear
on?
Him scream.
Yeah.
And so they run over to him, open the door, and he's covered in like two bees.
Yes.
Where they put a hive in that room, and he has like two bees on him.
Are you saying that this director did want to spring for the full bee budget?
It almost looks like they poured like honey mustard.
That's
over
exactly
it.
What it is.
Like honey mustard.
He has like honey or some sticky like sweet stuff on him, and there's just two bees like awkwardly wriggling
they
around
just,
on his
like,
face.
I think they just stuck the bees to his face.
Yes, that's it. That's all you get.
That's how he dies, and then it cuts, and then that's what we get.
That's what you get.
So,
and then the movie ends. Oh wait, oh, no, no,
no. It's worse
no.
than that.
No,
it gets worse.
Yeah,
it
I'm
gets
sorry.
Way worse.
It gets
oh,
special.
It gets like teabagging worse, like slap you in the face worse. So it cuts to them like running around the house,
and
they're
they
trying
run
to find
the some. I mean, they don't really tell you, but
I think they're trying to escape.
They eventually run into like a cellar, and they run into somebody. And she starts, like, choking them.
Yep.
And
the
light turns on.
Starts swinging and turns on. And it's the father.
It's the father. As I
I was like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
20 minutes before that, I was like, is it going to be the father? Is he just alive and, like, murdering his kids for no reason?
Like, how? You were dead. And he was like,
coffin.
A coffin was buried.
And she's like, I saw you buried. He's like, a coffin was buried. You're so stupid.
Oh, yeah. And then
he reveals that he got mad because the wife, their mom, lied to him. Because, okay, so he's impotent. He can't have kids. That's the big twist for that section. And the wife lied to him and apparently, I don't know, had kids with someone else. Because he says he doesn't know who the father, the real father is.
Right.
And so that just, like, devastated him so much that not only did he kill the mom, he also is now killing all of them.
Yeah, so he killed the mom and is killing all the kids because apparently it's their fault that she slept around on him?
Yes, because he's just so disgusted looking at them that they're not his. Which he just can't handle it.
Is the mom... Okay.
Look, yeah, you know what that is? Father of the year.
Yeah.
That's just...
Definitely.
Father of the year.
He didn't see his reflection in them, so he decides to kill all of them like
yes.
he
did. Yes. I mean, we've all been there.
So, then,
something,
like, starts tipping over.
Yes, it's like a fucking, like a shelf, and it has, like...
It's like a bunch of wine barrels almost.
It's a bunch of wine barrels on top of it.
And then they tip it over, and then, it smashes down to the ground.
Yes.
And then you see Helga and, Igor standing on top.
First you see the older sister and the dad and the gardener, whoever the fuck he is. They're dead. And then you just see Igor and Helga, and they're, like, smiling.
And then Igor is like...
You know what? A glass of milk would be nice.
A glass of milk would be nice, like, grabbing his lapels. And they go into the kitchen.
Yes,
and
first of all, we should just mention that when this happened, we were facepalming.
Yeah.
But little did we know...
It is the most ridiculous thing.
Little did we know that there would be yet another twist.
Even harder facepalm. I think I facepalmed so hard my hand went through my head.
Yes.
Like...
The twists just don't stop.
So they go into the kitchen, and Igor... This is, like, the last 4 minutes of the movie.
Yes, and we're just like, what the fuck is going to happen?
So Igor puts on a robe and sits down, and he's like, Helga, get me the cookies. So
yeah.
He literally sits down to just a table of milk and cookies.
Yes.
Just slurping on milk and eating cookies.
I mean, you basically just killed three people by fucking shoving wine barrels on them. What else would you eat, Will?
Why not celebrate with milk and cookies?
Exactly.
That's the best celebratory
snack. And it's like
snack.
6 in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
You know, as you do.
It's the best celebratory snack.
It is.
Everyone knows that. I mean, Chips Ahoy should get behind that.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, and the reason, because she's also like, how did you know? How did you know that he was alive? He's like, oh, my cousin is the mortician.
Yeah.
How fucking convenient.
And he starts laughing, and then Helga goes into the other room and starts playing the piano, and like...
He also tells her, I want you to, don't call me Igor, call me Mr.
Whatever the guy's name was.
Yeah.
And he, like, has his little stick, his little whipping stick.
His whipping stick that he wants to be whipped with.
Mm-hmm. So he starts eating these cookies and, like, you know,
being, like, smug.
And he's, like, slurping his
milk.
Yeah,
being super smug.
And Helga just kind of smiles and goes into the other room.
To play the piano.
And
he, like, kind of stumbles in there. He sits down in a chair and then he's, like... The cookies. And
she's like, yes, the cookies.
And I looked at you, and I was just like, no.
And in my head, I was thinking, no.
That's what I was thinking.
No.
As soon as he did that, like, I was just like, no. But then he's like, why? I don't even remember what the fuck she said.
She said, like...
What'd she say, Will? This movie's so memorable that we can't even remember what she said.
I can't remember what she said. He asked why... And then she said something.
Yeah. And
but
he just
then
dies.
I remember what she said after he dies.
So he dies. And then she looks at the fucking camera. And what'd she say, Will?
She says, and I bet you thought it was the butler. And winks.
And winks?
Roll credits.
No.
No.
No!
You're not that clever of a movie. You don't get to do that at the end of your movie. I'm sorry, you're not Funny Games.
this is much more edgy than Funny Games.
I bet you done it with the butler. Like,
I think halfway through the movie, I jokingly asked you, is this a joke? And then I'm like, if this is a joke, where is the punchline? Well,
we got the punchline.
We got it.
We got the punchline. And I wish we hadn't have, because, oh my goodness.
Keyword, punch.
Oh, punched in the fucking balls. Like, just, man, that was a scroll tap.
That was bullshit.
We
should have turned it off 2 minutes in.
So I feel like it doesn't need to be said, but what are your final thoughts on the movie?
I hated it.
It was garbage.
I feel such hate for this thing.
My thing was, I up until this point, I have never wanted to turn a movie off so badly. I was literally bored.
More than Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Really?
See, Bigfoot I could kind of... I wasn't getting into it. But, like, this one, I was almost, like, looking at my phone a lot. I was physically bored.
And it's only an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, I couldn't get through it. Like, I almost couldn't get through it, and it's only an hour and 20 minutes. It's not like it's a long film.
It feels fucking long.
Yeah, it feels like an eternity. Oh, God. But, man, like, all the disjointed conversations again. Like, just talking about nothing. I don't know who wrote this, but it's like, it's nothing. They don't talk about anything that pertains to the plot. They don't talk about killing each other. They don't talk about the money.
It's a soap opera.
Yeah, they literally just, they talk about relationships and, like, how miserable their lives
are. It's like an episode of Dynasty or some shit. Just, like, this fucked up rich family and their stupid drama. And in between that, you get, like...
It reminded me of, like, a Halloween episode of The Days of Our Lives.
Exactly.
You know, like...
That's this.
It's what it
is. With more incest.
Yeah. It's, like, a slightly darker Halloween episode of Days of Our Lives.
Keyword slightly.
Slightly.
Because this is still...
And I mean slightly.
This is still some vanilla milquetoast shit.
It is so safe.
This is bullshit.
Even
with the incest and the weird whipping... This is some boring vanilla bullshit.
Like, those scenes kind of broke it up, but not enough to, like, keep me interested.
I want to watch Beast of the Yellow Knight again.
I do, too. I enjoyed that movie more than this one. And I hated that movie.
That movie was a masterpiece, Will.
No.
Masterpiece.
If it gets worse from here, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, it does.
Because I need... Oh, I know, we're watching
Zat. Wow, we just hope it gets more entertaining.
What are we watching Zat next?
Yeah.
Ooh, man, I hate that movie.
Yeah, we got two more movies.
I only watched 20 minutes of it, so I'm going to sit through the whole thing, but...
We got two more movies, so...
Yeah.
And then we're done with 1971.
Great.
And then we move on. And then the cycle repeats itself.
Yep, we're going to move on to 1972, and then we start all over again with these horrible movies.
Yeah.
We're not even through counting 1971. Down.
Yeah. Counting down, though, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, as you go on, there's more and more horrific movies. Yeah.
Which is good.
So, like, 71, they were just starting out. Yeah. You know, like, this was just, like, kind of the beginning.
Yeah, but look, it can't be more bland and vanilla than this and Bigfoot.
Never say never, Alex.
I did.
Never say never.
This is because some bullshit. I think
some of the stuff we're going to watch may surprise you on how bullshit it can be.
Personally, I am very excited for Zat.
I am not, and you'll see why.
At least there's a man in a suit.
That's true. At least there's a monster. It's going to be maybe a little bit better than this, but yeah. So that was... Legacy of Blood, or you know, whatever else you want to call it.
Or piece of shit.
Will to Die, or...
Yeah, Will to Die. That's a very accurate description of how we felt.
Yeah.
When we watched this...
I needed a will to
die. Do you get the title, though? Do you get it now?
I wanted...
Because he had a will? Oh. Genius.
I wanted to drown myself in, like, a gallon of vodka watching that movie, because you need to be drunk.
I wanted to stick my head in a fish tank full of piranhas.
Yeah, same.
That's...
It was that bad.
Or, Will, there's a lamp right here. You can just touch the lamp just die.
Let's see what happens. Okay. I guess you do get electrocuted by lamps. Apparently.
It's like touching a fucking electric chair. Okay? It's the fucking Green Mile up in here. That's how fucking lethal it is.
Oh, man.
They don't even tell you, like, I thought at the very least they'd be like, someone tampered with the switches.
No, they didn't even explain that. No. He just touches the lamp and then just it gets electrocuted for no reason.
I thought at least they'd be
there's
like,
no live someone wire. Tampered with it. There's no, like, live wire on it. There's no nothing. He just touches the lamp and gets electrocuted immediately.
That's the best they could come up with.
Oh, it's almost as bad as Octoman being in the fucking RV. Ah. Oh.
No, that was better.
That's a whole nother.
That was better. At least someone got knocked out during that scene.
It's a whole nother tangent I just don't want to go into because I just get angry at that scene.
I think this one was worse.
Yeah, I think it was too. But yeah, so that was Legacy of Blood. If you want to watch it for yourself, and I mean, if you want to torture yourself with this, if you want to waste an hour and 22 minutes of your life, like we just did. You can watch it on YouTube. It's free. There's a bunch of, like you said, there's a bunch of versions.
Free? Hmm. It's very strange.
It's free. It's tasking.
It's not free.
It takes something out of you.
Think about what we could have done with our lives.
But that's why this podcast is important. We watch these crappy movies so people don't have to. That's why we explain them so well.
We could have done something productive. We could have, like, you know, bashed our faces into the wall.
We could have watched paint dry. Flies fuck.
That's exciting.
It is. It would be too exciting. Way more exciting than what we just watched.
We could have watched golf. Man.
So, I guess, in point, we loved the movie. No, we didn't. No.
Best movie ever. Best movie. Masterpiece.
Way better than anything we've ever watched.
It's better than The Godfather.
Better than Godfather, better than Citizen Kane. You know, just the best movie ever.
Kill me.
Yeah, me too.
Kill me.
Please. And, like, when you're doing that, make sure you do me in, too. So, for They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.